Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys all know what we're celebrating on Sunday?
Easter! Oh, yes.
Damn right.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
Thought you heathens were going to say Weed Day.
10 or more fun facts about the Easter Bunny. Oh. If you think your kids are scared of sitting on the urine-soiled, stale, cigarette-smelling lap of a man dressed in red from head to toe, who's going to magically fly around the globe and bring you presents all on the same night, then allow me to introduce to you a six-foot-tall bunny who brings treats to all the good little girls and boys on Easter. Allow me to wade into religion. What does this have to do with Christianity? Well, the Easter Bunny, in a way, is derived from pagan roots and was thus incorporated into the celebration of Easter, separate from honoring the day Christ rose from the dead. Of course, because that makes perfect sense. And you're telling me this isn't all one big computer simulation? Somebody give me a drink.
Seems a little bitter.
That makes sense.
Here are some quirky, delightful, and extra surprising facts about our floppy-eared friend, the Easter Bunny there.
He's actually a kangaroo.
Did you guys know that Easter baskets mimic bird nests, symbolizing spring, growth, and fertility?
That's why there's eggs in it.
Correct.
When I think fertility, I'm like, hey, kids.
Check this out. Jelly beans weren't always sweet. Early versions were herbal.
God.
Yeah.
Way to have fun.
Man, they're real close cousins to candy corn in my world.
You're not wrong, Miles.
I don't like jelly beans.
You don't like jelly beans?
God, no.
I don't like them either.
Really?
Those Starburst jelly beans.
I've heard those are kind of a different thing.
If they taste like Starburst, then it's better than tasting like jelly beans.
And that's still Jelly Belly, yeah?
No, Starburst jelly beans.
I'm aware of that, but they're not like in collaboration with Jelly Belly doing that? Okay, my bad.
Deep state, bro.
Okay.
They're working together behind the scenes.
Sorry, it's not unfathomable that they would make a partnership, Ted.
I mean, I named checked who makes them.
Well, they are... they do that all the doggone time!
Wait, well,
companies will combine all the time to make products that are indicative of each other.
Sure.
Yeah, Ted.
That's why M got together with M.
Yeah.
It came with M&M.
And M&M.
Yeah.
Well, there was always Jelly Belly. There was always jelly beans. And then...
That was Jelly Roll.
And then it was like 20 years ago, Starburst was like, screw it, we're going to make our own. And they're just head and shoulders above any other jelly bean.
Yeah.
I think they sell them year-round now.
Yeah. Goldfish doesn't own Old Bay, bud. Now we got Old Bay Goldfish. Touché. Victorian era Easter cards featured bunnies sipping tea, painting eggs, and dancing. Basically, the origin of the cottagecore.
Cottagecore.
It's the new kind of death metal I'm putting
out. Yeah, like what?
It's made with beef.
Who needs a doily? Cottagecore.
Most illustrations show the Easter Bunny painting or carrying eggs left-handed.
Why does that matter?
The Easter Bunny's left-handed.
Okay.
So
I'm left-handed too. So
if you get the autograph of the Easter Bunny and he signs with his right little paw,
call him out for being a fraud.
Damn right.
Right there in the mall.
That is a liar, and you need to get your kids away from
him. You are full of lies!
It's a creeper.
There's a bunch of Easter Bunnies going, come on, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man. We're trying to make kids happy.
Is there still Easter Bunnies in malls?
I think so.
You know, why don't we check Alderwood Mall, right? That is a mall. It is open. It does well. There's got to be an Easter Bunny.
No. Yeah, no.
You don't think so?
No.
I got a buck says no. They got an Easter Bunny.
Got a doll that says they got the
Easter
Bunny.
Are the weed stores going to have a big leaf out front on Sunday?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably have one of those green, wacky, waving, inflatable arm flailing.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, dude. Alderwood
Come
Mall,
in.
Man.
Boom.
Get a picture with that guy.
Miles.
Yeah. Probably too late, though.
Bunny hater.
I'd take the dinner. Like scalloped potatoes and ham. Like the whole thing's just disappointing.
Yeah, you're kind of an Easter hater.
He is, man. Yeah.
That's why I ran over bunnies with the lawnmower.
Fun facts about the Easter Bunny. This isn't actually about the Easter Bunny, but real bunnies. You guys know how fast they can walk? They can run.
I don't.
25 miles an hour.
25?
15.
15?
I'll say just a hair over 25.
Oh, my God.
You're the closest, but I'm going over. 45 miles
Jesus.
An hour.
What?
Damn. 45 miles an hour.
The bunny's moving fast.
Yeah. Like your average rabbit can run 45 miles
an hour. Real bunnies, yes.
Well, try to catch one, dude.
Yeah, man.
I just want to tell my dog, like, you got no chance. Just stop.
Well, yeah, but your dog's not going to fathom that.
Really?
He's got international colleagues. In Switzerland, it's a cuckoo. In parts of Germany, it's a fox. In France, a bell.
Bunny
is not working solo. He's got friends.
I haven't met the Easter fox once.
I'm the France bell.
Do you like a Cadbury egg?
No.
See, worse candy, too.
It is.
Solid chocolate rabbit. Sucks. Hollow chocolate rabbit.
Hang
delicious.
On. But Cadbury makes the mini eggs, which are awesome.
Correct. And the Tootsie Roll eggs.
Ugh.
You hate Tootsie Rolls. You
of course.
Just sit
you're
down.
You're proving my point on this.
Tootsie Rolls are awful. They are, man. They're supposed to be chocolate. Like, that is not chocolate that exists anyway.
You just play with your crayons
up. Do you like Peeps?
Yes.
Come on.
Only like one.
Really?
I'm with Mike. I'll eat a Peep or two. Miles, yeah. I think you're still just tragically, you just can't let go because of the Sunday school stuff.
I don't.
That's why you hate Easter.
No, I mean,
it was a long day. He had to get
up
early.
That was vacation.
They probably made him go to the vigil on the Saturday night before.
That was vacation Bible school. It was in the summertime. Right.
Spring maybe breaks on and it's blowing a day.
I'm just saying, I have proof that the dessert sucks, the main course sucks, the side sucks.
You don't like hard-boiled eggs, do you?
Yes, I do. I will eat that.
Did they not let you eat them after you painted them?
We have plastic eggs with candy.
Did you get one with a name on it? Did you ever get a Miles egg?
No.
Anyone ever put a real egg in a plastic egg shell?
Did you really
blow a kid's mind?
I mean, look, we colored eggs, but they weren't in the basket. Those were in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, then you hide them.
Well, you put them in the fridge, and then in the morning, they would end up in the basket for a little bit, the back of the fridge.
Come on, Miles.
You didn't hide them?
What's the point then? Oh, here they are in the basket. Well, just put like a thing of potato salad in there and call it even. With some plastic
Where's
eggs.
The whimsy, Miles?
I'm just saying, the
He
holidays,
has no Easter whimsy, man.
He has it's zero like, Easter whimsy.
It's like, how
There's
can we
Christmas
make,
magic and Easter whimsy.
How can we make this the worst on every possible? What's your favorite Easter dessert?
When you sit on the lawnmower, do you just keep it on the turtle?
Okay, we
you just don't like the hair.
Pecan pie, apple pie. It's Thanksgiving. Easter, what's the dessert?
What's the dessert of Easter? It's Peeps. It's candy. It's all dessert. It's candy.
So is Halloween, but it's still better. It's still better.
Look, man, I agree. But I don't mind
Carrot
the meal,
cake?
But is it? Is that a standard?
Yeah.
I guess. I'm with Mike. Like,
Come
I
on.
Like Easter.
There's
we
no
always had honey baked ham.
We always had honey baked ham and stuff.
Sure, but a dessert. But why don't we establish the official Easter dessert? Because nobody has anything besides freaking
Why do you gotta, So you got to go someplace to get the main course.
Double seed
like,
cake.
I'm going to honey baked turkey to get turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you make the turkey.
You should. They make a turkey that is freaking delicious.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, Miles.
Popeyes doesn't deep fry ham. You know what I mean?
Do people do deviled eggs?
Yes, they do.
Right, still not a dessert,
they
but
should
delicious.
Do devil's food cake.
I'm just saying Easter menu sucks.
Yes, you are, Miles. That is what you're saying.
Is there an Easter equivalent of Bah Humbug? Because he's doing it.
He is.
Easter food.
He is the Easter
running
Scrooge.
Over six bunnies with a lawnmower.
He's the doggone Easter Scrooge.
Yeah.
Easter Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
Potato grot. Oh, grot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
God, I'm just reading Easter.
We should make an Easter character that's a duck that just wants to shut down the bunny.
French pea soup.
I'll tell you what, man. My buddy, he's going to sous vide a ham. He's been doing it for 3 years. It is the best ham you ever had in your life.
He sous vide it for 3 years?
Every year. He's been doing it. I know you got a sous vide at your house, girl.
Creamy spring peas with
someone says lemon chiffon truffle.
Come on.
Yeah, lemon bars.
Peas and pancetta.
90 million chocolate bunnies are produced in the U.S. each year. 76% of us eat ears first.
Yeah, what else are you going to eat? You don't eat the butt?
Yeah, right. You don't eat the chocolate bunny?
That's second.
You eat the butt second?
What? Spring apple and fennel salad.
Pretty positive people eat the ears or the butt first.
Oh, really? God.
Yeah, well, it's got a...
I understand it's kind of an easy target.
Okay.
Got a little junk in the bunny's trunk.
Just popping that thing out there.
Bunny does have kind of a fat ass when you're
begging you to munch on it.
Yeah. I go with the ears.
Take a bite out of this. That's why there's Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, this is a real poor menu, man.
Would that be a good Easter gift for you, Miles, just a Playboy?
A Playboy?
Yeah.
The bunny.
Sure.
There you go.
Yes.
Will that make you happy on Easter?
I mean, none of this crap.
Celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with a doggone Playboy.
Look, I'm glad he's back. He doesn't need a crappy meal. You know what I mean? Like, you got to feed this man. He's been through some stuff.
Right.
Don't get my ham and scalloped potatoes. If you invited me over to my house, you made that for dinner, I'd be like, we could have gone out. Seriously.
Take him to the Olive Garden.
That way we could have all picked out what we wanted.
I appreciate the dinner.
We could have gone through Chili's.
We could have gone out.
I would have been okay with that.
You guys really didn't need to go
through
the trouble.
You can get what you want.
I want some Southwestern egg rolls. Okay? I should have laid out some ramifications when I get back.
This is horrible.
Because this is not it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.